this podcast hasn't even started yet, or at least this episode of it, and I think I've already made a terrible mistake in my subject choice. So before I jump to that, welcome back to the 3M podcast. If you want to know why it's the 3M podcast, then just listen to pretty much any other episode. You may end up listening to an episode that also tells you to listen to any other episode, in which case just continue to do so until you seek the knowledge that you require is probably the best advice I can give you. My name is Jess, and let's just do the thing. So I'll be honest, really struggling to think of something that I can talk about by myself for a while. Found some stuff. It's not that I don't think I can talk by myself for a while, it's that I don't trust how, like, you know, it's if I've been talking to myself for an hour and a half, I don't know how much of that recording I can actually use, because the likelihood that I've gone somewhere wildly off track is very, very high. And off track is fine, but off track to the detriment of my reputation and just livelihood is probably not. So I thought the best way to, you know, walk on the safe side was to read from a list called 50 Life Questions with No Easy Answers, and this can be found on theemotionmachine.com. So didn't know that was a website. Can't say I'm going to be frequenting many of the other pages. This was found through a Google search of difficult questions to answer. And as such, we've arrived here at 50 life questions with no easy answers. Now, I've had a scan over them. Yeah, some of them are very hectic. I would like to say that I'm going to try and answer most of them. If I do cut any out, it's very unlikely it'll be because, oh, it was so intense. It's just probably because there's 50 questions, and even if I answer them very, very slowly, that seems like it's, I mean, what? Very, very quickly. Seems like it's going to be an extremely long episode. So, yeah, we will stick with the old, with ye old, just play it by ear. Have I said who I am? I hope I have. And also, before we jump into it, if you do enjoy this episode, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review. And I know that that's such a, you probably didn't even really hear me say that, because you've heard that being said by a million different podcasters so often that you've kind of toned it out. But especially for a podcast like this that is so, so teeny tiny, with such a teeny tiny audience, that rating and review really does help, I think. I think I've figured something out there. So, again, really appreciate it to the one person that has rated it. We are currently a 5-star podcast, no mean to brag. But yeah, if you could rate and review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be amazing. Feel free to subscribe on Spotify or iTunes or everywhere. Happy days. So let's jump into 50 life questions with no easy answers from theemotionmachine.com. If you are here for a light, bubbly time, this may not be your buzz, or it may be. I don't know. I don't know if the questions I read were just particularly hectic and they get lighter throughout. I couldn't answer to that. But yeah, if you're just interested, I'll tell you what, I'll ask the question, and I would really love, so I put these podcasts out through Anchor, and Anchor distributes to everywhere where you can listen to podcasts. So that's why they're on Spotify and Apple and, is it Rocket Podcasts? Pod, you know, wherever you're listening to it, Anchor distributes it there, which is cool. And Anchor has a really cool feature where you can send in a voice message, and I'll actually be inserting a voice message into this from a listener, which is really, really fun and fresh. I got my friend to listen to it, but I wanted to listen to it for the first time as I put it in the podcast. So my friend was like, yeah, it's nice. Apparently I get roasted a little bit, but I'll take it. Something about me not posting regularly. I think that's a pretty fucking fair assessment. But yeah, so if you want to answer any of these, I can chuck them in the next podcast. Who knows what the topic of the next podcast is going to be, but I'm sure that there'll be a way to sneak in your answers. But yeah, so difficult 50 life questions with no easy answers. Let's kick it off. Oh, who am I? I feel like this is when you go to job interviews and they're like, so tell me about yourself. Because they're not really asking you to tell them about yourself. They're asking for your, like, elevator pitch on if you know how to talk about yourself in a decent way. But who am I? I am Jess with a series of other names. Not alternate names, but just, you know, first, middle, last. That old chestnut. I am a, according to Myers-Briggs, I'm ENTP, pretty solidly. If you're doing the 16 personalities version of the Myers-Briggs test, I suppose, then it is the debater. So I would definitely say I'm a debater. I think it's a great surprise to a lot of people that I knew growing up, and especially family and whatnot, that I'm not either a lawyer or a politician. Not ruling either of those out, although some of the things that I say that especially now I record may rule that out in future. But I think regardless of some of the crazy shit I say, I could probably do pretty well in a career of either politics or law, or a combination of the two. I am a, I'd say, confusing person. If you believe, or if you rather know, because it's not so much based on belief as it is, well, it is based on belief as to whether or not you want to apply it, but whether or not you believe doesn't change the definition. It just changes whether or not you believe the definition. So I am an Aquarius, which I've talked about many, many, many times. And Aquarius, or Aquarians, are renowned for thinking that they're super, super, like, unique and special and everything's weird. Not only just thinking that, but also having other people think that they're weird and strange and whatnot. So I'd say I definitely fall into that category. I'm trying to think of a good example of that. Oh, I'm one of those people, I'd say, that I've got, like, a lot of mates, and I can have quite an extroverted, outgoing personality, but at the same time demonstrate all the things, like, all the qualities of an introvert. I really enjoy social situations that involve certain dynamics, but I really, really loathe social situations that involve other dynamics, and it's always a little bit of a juggling act. But yeah, that's pretty much me. Living my best life. Oh god, I love that the second question, it's just a lovely simple one. Is there a god, and if yes, what is god? I don't know, and I think in reality, like, no one knows. Maybe maybe some people know. Do I believe that there's a god? I'd never be so arrogant to say that there's definitely not. So I don't know. I would like to think that there's something. I feel like this is a very kind of politically correct answer, but I'd like to feel that there's something. If there is something, do I think God is, like, one person that literally sits up there and watches everything? No. But yeah, I don't really know. And what is God when people are like, what if God's a female? I just don't. Again, I don't think God is like this one person that's just sitting up in the sky. So, I don't know. I mean, that can just spin you down a whole different existential crisis. Because, like, if... Okay, let's just say, devil's advocate. Let's just say that God is not real. Or there are no gods, which I would say I do not believe. But let's just say that's the fact. And we all get found out. Imagine that realization of how much we've been getting, like, fucked with and pretty much brainwashed to like all believe that there's something or whatnot. That would just be chaotic. However, further disclaimer, don't think that's going to happen. I feel like there's something going on. I myself am not personally religious, but I have a lot of respect for a lot of different religions. And yeah. So that's the answer to number two. What happened at the beginning of the universe? I have no fucking idea. I definitely feel like there was a Big Bang situation. I don't know if... Don't mind me, just readjusting, just picking up everything that's fallen down. I don't think that this question is particularly inviting a creationism versus evolution debate. But... all I'm saying is, who says that both couldn't exist in the same universe? If either of them exist, who says that both of them can't? There was a Big Bang and that created, you know, the rest of the story. Creation, does creationism start with Adam and Eve? Fuck, I'm so, wow, I'm really exposed. Jess is exposed as not knowing shit. But yeah, I feel maybe a Big Bang vibe. I feel like how modern history is a lot different to what we think it is. And by modern history, I mean just pretty much from the time that any kind of human started to exist. I feel like there's a... maybe we had access to technology, or we had knowledge of technology that we wouldn't expect to have known. Like today, I think we'd be quite surprised with some of the technologies we might have had access to. Not just technologies, but like processes. I wouldn't be surprised if we go back to a few different things, or at least the qualities behind them. That sounds like I'm being cryptic about something in particular, and I'm generally not. But yeah, I just think that, you know, we've kind of had so many years of being super, super confident that we're moving forward and things are getting better and better and better. And I just anticipate that we're kind of on the verge of people going, well, actually, maybe there are some things that we used to do which were really, really good. And I'm talking used to do, like, way back in the day, not like 50 years ago. I think that there's a lot that certain parts of the world are trying to bring back that happened about 50 years ago. Shouts out to the Deep South. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say the Deep South of which country. Not that stupid. I would like to keep my travel options open. But I think you know. What else? What is the meaning of life? Do people actually ask this? Like, do people actually wonder what the meaning of life is? And by even asking that, does that not... so we're assuming that there is a meaning of life. I don't know that I believe this, but I'll tell you what I do like. I like the idea, is it a Buddhist belief, that you keep living lives until you've kind of had every single experience that you can possibly have. And I suppose as part of that theory, you do that so that when you move on for the final time, you have all the perspective you could hope to have. And one of the things that I like about that is it kind of gives people that are just dicks You know, it puts a little bit of silver lining, like maybe they're not a dick, maybe this is only their like second life and they've still got a lot of different perspectives to come across. Maybe that's it. Yeah, so again, I don't know whether I believe that, but I really would like it. I feel like it's a great idea. So, oh God, what is the purpose of my existence? Like me specifically? Look, I don't know if this is the purpose, but I'll tell you like something that I definitely bring to the table. And I was discussing this with a friend of mine the other day. If I could pick my dream role, and I'm not talking about role as in like job role, but my role as in if all of life was a play, what would be the core of my character, I suppose. I would love to be someone that goes into difficult situations and kind of tears everything that people know about that situation apart and puts it back together. So the context in which we're talking about this is I was talking about a particular like issue that someone was having and was basically saying that I feel like in situations like that, I am very good at being able to look at situations like that objectively, and kind of move all the moving parts into a better order and then set it back in motion. And I've had some good successes, I suppose you could say, in life by like helping other people be able to do that for themselves. So I wouldn't say it's the purpose of my existence, but I would definitely say that that's something that I definitely bring to the party, is almost like a productive chaos vibe. What is right and what is wrong? I mean, it's all contextual, to be honest. It's not only contextual, but it's entirely based on perspective. And I don't know that there is truly one like overarching right and one overarching wrong. I think when a group of people agree on something which is for the benefit of a third party, that's usually right. So like if a group of people can agree on something that makes someone outside of that group's life better, then that usually ends up being a right decision because they've all agreed to improve a situation where they've got no personal bias anymore. And I suppose being wrong is the antithesis of that, but I don't know, man. Like, I'm very much in my life. I am pretty arrogant, but I would never be so arrogant to assume that wrong and right are that easily definable. Even if people quote-unquote wrong me, I find one of my first reactions is to try and think, okay, I wonder how, from their perspective, that was the right thing to do. And you can actually come to a lot of understanding that way, you know? So, fun. Can world peace ever be achieved? Can world peace ever be achieved? World peace? No. Okay, no. World peace? Yes. Universal world agreement? No. Are the two mutually exclusive? No. So, I think that will we ever get to the point where absolutely everyone agrees with each other? First of all, I hope not, because that would be the end of all progress. But, you know, will we come to a time when people have all of the same ideas, all of the same beliefs, and are willing to take all of the exact same actions? It's very unlikely, and for as long as that is the case, peace, I feel, is pretty pretty unlikely. However, universal understanding, where even if I disagree with someone and I make it very vocal that I disagree with them and make a point of like letting it be known, then I can still go out of my way to understand, to my earlier point, where they're coming from and potentially de-escalate the issue. So not everyone has to agree, but I think we could get to somewhere a little bit more empathetic. Sadly, I think that that will happen if things ever get really bad. If there's another giant world war, I think we'll see a lot more understanding. If there's another huge social issue, I think we'll see a bit more understanding. I feel like unification on a great scale usually comes from a pretty trying circumstance. So that's my answer to, will poverty ever end? How can I be happy? Jesus, could you imagine getting asked that in an interview? But like super awkward if the if the person interviewing you was like, excuse me, how can I be happy? Like them, like they would like some tips on being happy. Okay. This isn't really my original concept. It's not even really the original concept of the person whom I'm about to credit. I just feel like it's a fairly universal concept. But being present and grateful, in my opinion, those are the two core things. You can have happiness with a variety of different things. You can have happiness when you've got a lot of wealth. You can have happiness when you have, you know, the opposite of wealth. You can have happiness with health. You can have happiness without perfect health. But it's very difficult, near impossible, to have happiness without actually being grateful for what you have. That sounds a little bit cheesy and fluffy, but for example, I could be angry that I live in a new place and it's falling down the hill. Or I could be super, super grateful that I get to live in it before it's fallen down a hill and I'm only paying rent. So if it does truly fall down a hill, I can move somewhere else. You can be angry that you only get 2 days off a week. Or you can be grateful that you actually have the opportunity to work for 5 days a week. You could be angry that your friends don't come and visit you as often, or you can be grateful that when they do come and visit you, it's a really great time, or that you even have friends that can come and visit you. So I would just say, oh, and the person I was going to credit, by the way, is Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk speaks a lot more on this subject, and I think it's very, very valuable to listen to. But yeah, I'd say that's how you can be happy. Where does creativity come from? I think creativity just comes from being able to mix things together. Creativity comes from being able to look at two completely different things, but seeing complementary parts and melding them together to become one thing. Yeah, I'd say, which I suppose is like quite an open mind. So open to the possibilities of what can happen when two things are combined. Yeah. God, what would my final words be? Oh, what would my final words be? Do you know what? This is going to sound so fucking cheesy. And like, I truly don't even mean it to be, but like the only thing I can think is it would just be a good person. like, not do good things or, like, say good stuff or, like, be kind, because those are all kind of actions and all of those should happen as well. But let's just say be a good person. I think those would be my final words. What are my top five personal values? I know two of them. Through there's like this process of elimination values test that you can, not test, but values exercise you can kind of do to figure out, take a list of 100 values down to two core values to see which of those you value the most. And from that, I discovered that my two core personal values are risk taking, and integrity. So, first of all, very grateful that those two balance each other out so well. But also, as soon as I read that, I was like, yep, 100%. Risk taking, I'm very much like, break everything and then put it back together in the best possible way. I am a big fan of responsibly using forgiveness over permission. Emphasis on responsibly using it. But yeah, I'd say that those two, gratitude and being able to display gratitude and gratefulness, having a solutions focus, and perspective, like taking time to like give yourself more perspective than just your personal perspective. I'd say that those are, I think those five. Those are my five core values. What would I do if I won the multi-million-dollar lottery? Well, I've said to a lot of people, and I think that they think I'm like joking or not telling the truth or whatever, but my first two calls would be to a wealth manager and to a wealth manager and to an accountant, or no, a lawyer, sorry. Yeah, to a wealth manager / accountant and a lawyer, before I did anything, especially if we're dealing with like American size lotteries, which are like hundreds of millions. yeah, there's absolutely no way I'd do anything. I would not even touch my own money until I have spoken to people who are used to dealing with a lot of money, and also people who are very experienced in the pitfalls. Because as much as people say they'd love to win lotto, there's just documentary and story after story after story of when people don't think about those winnings clearly can actually ruin their lives. So yeah, I'd be going real nerd mode if I won that. Oh god, if I knew I was gonna die tomorrow, what would I do today? I would say the one thing that I'm not great at yet is telling people if they like mean a lot to me, that they mean a lot to me. And it's not because I'm like just, oh, bury it all deep down. Although that's a huge element. Please see previous podcasts where I won't even get a pet because it would make me too happy and one day it will die. but also because I'm like, you know, they've probably got a whole lot going on. They don't need to be dealing with that. So yeah, I'd probably just go and tell everyone about it. Like, hey, you're pretty cool, you're pretty cool, you're pretty cool, you're pretty cool. Yeah. When is silence better than words? Oh, okay. Silence is better than words when someone is yelling at you or being like extremely verbally aggressive, or trying to like incite a verbal fight. Silence and eye contact. Look at them and have a real like bitchy kind of disappointed face on, but just silence. Because if they're trying to bring you into like a back and forth of words and you give them nothing, well, I mean, it'll infuriate them. Not that I'm saying that should be your key goal, but you know. Okay, what else? Okay. I'm actually going to end it up here. I ended up skipping through quite a few because a lot of them are very, very similar. But if I could transport to any place during any period of time, where and when would it be? Okay, I'm going to self-impose rules here that these are times and places that have already existed as opposed to in the future. And I would say, okay, I'm going to give two answers. One, a time within my life that I'd go back to. And another one is a time before I was born. So a time within my life that I would go back to would probably be, okay. And this is not me going back to be the person. I would go back as like a, I know that dealing with time travel has a lot of asterisks and loopholes. But let's just say for the purposes of this, that I'd be going back in a very like Ghosts of Christmas Past style. So I would be going back with the ability to watch what kind of went on. And I think what I would say, what I'd do is I would go back to part of my uni years, and just kind of tell myself to chill the fuck out a bit. Like, I know it's uni, and I had the best time. I was surrounded by some of the best people ever, but I feel like I did a lot of emotional scarring to my soul through that time. Just like the ways I was treating myself, the ways I was talking to myself, the ways that I was living, the ways that I was spending money, the ways that I was like sleeping. Like, I was probably awake for maybe 10% of my uni life. That's a huge exaggeration. But like, it was just, yeah, I would just go back. I wouldn't want to change too much because I do really look back on those years very, 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 very fondly. But I would just do things like, hey, girl, you can throw away those clothes you don't wear anymore. You don't need to keep moving them from flat to flat. Hey, girl, you can buy something other than a tray of eggs and a bag of white bread. You don't need to buy a 4-pack of Pulse. Like, if it's going to mean that all you eat is eggs on toast for the next week. Girl, you have work in 2 hours. At least go to sleep in the next 15 minutes. Like, don't do that weird thing where you convince yourself that actually a 20-minute nap will be fine. Like, just come on now. It's okay. Just look after yourself a bit, sis. so that would be the one that I'd go back to in my life. And there's a lot of other things that I'd love to go back to for, like, just to reminisce. But I couldn't choose between those, so I would just choose to go back to a fairly recent time and just tell myself to look after myself a bit more. And to spend more time probably with my family. Although by that stage I was, but like in the first year of uni I wasn't. But you can never really, like, even if I had have said that, like, you can never, like, I think by that stage I was probably seeing my family a fair bit. You know? I don't know. That one's tricky. Okay, and where would I go back to before I was even alive? See, here's the thing. I'm a little bit brown. And I am aware that even though I'm fairly ethnically ambiguous, there's not a lot of times in history where I would be super welcome. So I think I would really love to witness, again, as a fly on the wall, like ancient Greece. I'd love to just see, you know, does it have all of the prestige that we kind of think that it does? There's a place on Santorini called Akrotiri, which is actually a village covered in volcanic ash. And they had evidence that those homes had plumbing, like plumbed toilets. And this was like, this was pretty much ancient Greek times. Like, and they plumbed their toilets. It's fucking insane. And for anyone that doesn't know, the legend of Atlantis is actually based around, they think that Santorini is all around Atlantis. So there was a volcano, or all of Santorini was a volcano, and it exploded. And the entire middle of the island sunk, which is why you've got those phenomenal cliff faces in Santorini, because that's all of those cliffs basically used to be the middle of the island. So it exploded and then the middle of it all dropped down. And yeah, they think that there's an entire city under the water. And so Atlantis was born. Happy days. But yeah, that's pretty much all from the emotion machine. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. It's a little bit of a fucking Dr. Phil moment, wasn't it? I'm just going to pause now and we'll listen to this voice message. I'll be listening to it for the first time as well. And then I'll be back. You know what? For basically a roast on not posting frequently enough, that was fine. A solid point, George. I'll give it a go. It was the fact that my friend told me that you said that I should post more frequently that actually made me make sure that I get this one done today and not put it off until, you know, approximately mid-2022. So, yeah, if you are listening to this and you want a voice message added, then basically, I know that you can get to it if you click the link in the Instagram bio. So at the 3am podcast, if you click that, scroll down, it will give you the option to send a voice message. But if you find me on the Anchor app, you can do so. And if you get really, really confused, just message me on at the 3am podcast and we can figure it out. And that's happy days and that's good times and that's good vibes. Part of me is saying just leave it, but here's the thing. I typically won't be able to go back and listen to a full episode once I've recorded it, mainly because I don't want to start questioning what I've said, what I haven't said. But I think – actually, no, I am going to – wow, this is going to fuck people off forever. There was something I was going to touch on. But I think it's probably best saved for a full episode. And if you want the tea, then I'll give you a general overview of what that episode will be. It will be acknowledge your privilege and understand if you have it. Denying your privilege is hugely detrimental to all parties. And just a little bit ignorant and super dickish, so so yeah, we'll touch on that at a different time. But otherwise, thank you so much for tuning in. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts if you can, please. That would be super cool. other than that, yeah, just have fun. I will talk to you guys later. Follow at the 3M podcast on Instagram and happy days. Okay, bye. Okay, something very strange has happened where I recorded an outro and then pasted it in and then it's disappeared and I don't know where it is and it's over now and that's sad and that's scary. And if you've already heard my outro, then that's great. If it somehow doubled them up, then that is fabulous. And if you haven't, then this is it, basically. Thank you for sending in your voice message, George. If anyone else wants to send in a voice message, the easiest way is if you go to the link in my Instagram, click it. So just the regular podcast link, scroll down. It'll give you the option to send a voice message. Or you can download the Anchor app, send me a voice message through there. Failing that, feel free to just get in touch through at the 3AM podcast, just on Instagram, and send me a message. But yeah, thank you so much for jumping on this adventure and hanging out and having a good time and sharing good vibes. Great vibes, great times. Yeah. Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. If you've got a moment, it would just be the coolest thing in the world. And yeah, I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for sticking around. This is a long outro, especially if my other outro is still there, but we will find that out once I have posted it. Yeah. Bye.